and welcome back to the Learning Man podcast. My name is Omar Cantu. I am your host on this journey. And during the pandemic, I actually started this project that kind of evolved into the podcast. About halfway through the process of actually shooting the documentary, shooting these interviews, I realized that some of these stories just need to exist on their own, just the audio, and that some of these stories would be so much stronger if you just heard them and let your imagination do the rest of the work. Over the next few episodes, I wanted to share the audio from several of those interviews with you. In this particular episode, we're going to be diving into the captivating topic that explores the intricate layers of identity and the unexpected consequences of societal stereotypes. Have you ever experienced that, that heart-stopping moment when someone mistakes you for the opposite sex? Well, that's exactly what happened to my friend Cooper D'Armond. He had a phone-only relationship with one of his clients, got to know them over the course of a year extremely well, only to find out about a year into their work relationship that the entire time the client actually thought he was a she. This is the Learning Man.
Camera rolling. Action.
Hi, I'm Cooper D'Armond, and this is the story of how I was mistaken for a woman.
And cut. Great. Now, I'm assuming that because of the story, the audience might have a question. What is sexual orientation? What is your gender? Those kinds of things. Would you mind talking, like, saying that as a statement?
Yeah. So I identify gender-wise as a man totally and completely. I personally have never had any interest in being a woman or any of that. I definitely do like to take part in more feminine acts sometimes. Like, I am not afraid of makeup. I like skincare. I was a hairstylist. I get my nails done and all that, but I definitely identify as a man and enjoy being a man.
Can you give an example of when the big reveal was?
The reveal to the client?
Yeah.
That I was a man?
Yep.
Yeah, there was a client that I talked to. He was actually a client that had invited me to his home and everything. And I stopped him and I said, John, I just have to let you know. I can tell through our conversations in the past that you're under the impression that I'm a woman, but I'm actually a man. And I would still love to take you up on your offer to come to your property and everything, but I just wanted to like make that clear because I can tell by your wording that you were under the impression I was a woman. And he was just baffled. He was like, no, you don't say all this stuff. That's wicked, man. I just thought you had a kooky name and all this stuff. And it actually ended up making us close through this odd interaction. And I did end up still staying at John's property. and yeah, so that was really cool and kept him on as a client that way. But I've also lost a client by telling them that I wasn't a woman. They acted cool about it on the phone. And they were like, oh, okay, yeah, sorry for the misunderstanding. You know, basically apologized to me for thinking that I had a womanly voice. And then they requested from my leadership that they switch account managers because they weren't comfortable talking with a man. My management said, too bad. They're doing a great job. You're going to stay with this account manager. And he did. He was forced to stay with me. My management stuck behind me on him trying to like leave as an account.
Camera is rolling, so we're gonna go ahead and get into it. So, have you received any preferential treatment due to your sex?
Not my own personal sex, no. Probably for the mistaken sex or people assuming that I'm a woman on the phone, I have received some better treatment, yes.
So what's the story about that?
Okay, so I used to work for a short-term rental company, and I was constantly talking with clients on the phone and stuff like that, and older gentlemen that owned the homes. And in that process, they didn't see my face a lot of the time, and it was just phone talk, and we built a relationship over the phone. In doing that, I never mentioned that I was a man or a boy. I thought the name Cooper would probably do enough. But turns out that they just thought that was a kooky name for a woman, and I started to figure out through our conversations that they thought I was a woman, so I didn't correct them. And by not correcting them, I kept a whole other level of respect from the client, and they were nicer to me because they thought that I was a woman. And in the end, they wanted to talk to me more because they thought I was a woman. And so I just never told them I wasn't. And it happened with multiple clients, probably 7 or so that I can think of, maybe even 10. And I've had clients thinking that I was a woman even without seeing me or knowing what I look like, I guess assuming I'm a pretty woman, and they've invited me to their houses to have a vacation and stuff like that, which was cool, kind of flattering. I liked it that they like my personality enough that they don't even have to see me to invite me to their house. But yeah, okay, we might have to cut this. I can't think of any more of the story.
All right. If there's something, if you could go back in time and talk to young Cooper, coming of age Cooper, what would you tell him?
That's a good question. Don't focus on what's happening right now, because none of this is going to matter in your adult life. All of these things that are happening in high school and middle school and all that, they make no difference. And the people around you that are fantastic now could possibly be nothing later. And that's probably what I would tell myself. I held myself to a really high standard because of people surrounding me, and it put a lot of pressure on me in life that I didn't necessarily need.
Great. What do you want the audience to know? Like, any final thoughts regarding the topic or anything else that you want to leave with?
I guess final thoughts are, you know, I come from a really small town in the middle of nowhere. I grew up on a cattle ranch my entire life, and I did not ever suffer those typical forms of, I guess you could say, bullying in school or anything, just because I don't believe in being oppressed. I think that you should just be yourself and be strong, and people can sense strength, and through doing that, you will just never be oppressed and bullied or suffer anything. And that's my true belief. And I have, you know, maybe people talk behind your back, but that doesn't matter. It's what people are saying to your face and what they're doing around you and who's willing to talk to you. And if they're asking questions, don't be offended by those questions. If anybody's ever asking you a question, that means they have interest. And interest means somebody cares. And even though you might not enjoy the question, don't take it as a form of bullying or you know, as if they don't enjoy you or your company.
That's great.
And thank you so much for listening to the Learning Man podcast. My name is Omar Cantu. I could not thank you enough for joining me on this journey. If you enjoyed what you heard and would like some more of that content, we're going to be dropping new episodes every Friday. So make sure and hit that follow button wherever you listen to your podcast and write us a review, because it really does help the channel. Share what topic you want to tackle next, or maybe the name of a guest that you want to hear from. Thank you again for joining in this journey. It means so much to me.